Start.
Movement.
Speed.
Live in hope.
Tour the pitch.
On Youth Station.
Youth Station. Youth Station.
Islamite. Allah my Lord.
His word Quran.
Muhammad Prophet.
Praise be upon him.
I am Muslim for all of time.
Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Youth Station Choo Choo Kachoo. It's the Youth Station for you.
Yes, of course, and I'm here. This is Asma. You're listening to IRIB English Radio.
This is Asma. It's good to have you. And this is Mudaffar.
Of course, the pleasure is all mine.
By the first verse of the Holy Quran.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
Allah will bless you.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
Protect you.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
Help you.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
So ask His blessings.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
His protection.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
His help.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
Today we are talking about the future, which is sort of a spooky.
Yeah, future is bleak, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
It's actually not. It's so bright, but before that brightness, it's going to be so dark.
You know, human beings are just like this. Psychologically speaking, whatever that you have no idea and no clue about it would make you terrified.
Yeah, that's why you should learn about death and jinns, because once you learn about it, it's not as scary. The only
it
thing
is.
That becomes,
it really is.
Okay, yeah, maybe it is.
Yes, it
but
is.
But I'd say, like, but then the more you study, the more you learn about God, the more you fear Him. There's actually a hadith that says that those who fear Allah the most are those who know Him best.
Wow.
We don't realize how much fear He deserves. If we were giving that fear to Him, the other things wouldn't be
but
as scary.
Do we
anymore.
Have to fear God?
Yeah, we do. We do.
Why should we fear the one who is the closest one to us?
So there's a lot that can be said about that. But the main point is that there's a hadith that says that when you fear the creation, it causes you to run away from the creation. But when you fear the creator, it causes you to run towards him. Fear is actually something which brings you closer to Allah. I used to think that it's just talking about, you know, every time the Quran says...
We have to make a session on that.
Because we've already gone into it.
Because I won't be justified like this. We don't have to fear God.
Yeah, and fear of Allah is one of those things which the servants of Allah, those who are truly there, they all have. Like the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, they had a tremendous amount of fear for
yeah,
Allah.
Yeah, they have.
You know, for example, the Imam alayhi salam, he's doing wudu and he's trembling. Somebody comes to him and he says...
Which is unbelievable.
It is. It's really unbelievable if you think about it. He's trembling.
Such a pure person is trembling, so what should I do?
Exactly.
Let's go for a little break and then we'll be back. Thank you for listening to us and giving your ears and attention.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Youth Station.
Well, we're talking about the future.
The Imam alayhi salam, he's doing wudu and he's trembling. Now, Imam Khomeini, he writes about this because a lot of people, they're under the impression that, okay, if this person is trembling, the imam of the time, he's only doing it to show me how I should be. Lots of people assume this, right? Yeah. They're only doing it to be
They're
an example.
They're teaching us, actually.
Yeah. Imam Khomeini says this is a very shallow understanding, and that's not the reality. Actually, the Ahlul Bayt truly had that level of fear. They were being sincere. For example, when Imam Zain al-Abidin, Imam Sajjad, in Sahifa Sajjadiyah, he's talking about repentance, and you see him had a tremendous amount of fear. That's really how he felt. He wasn't just writing that or saying that just to make us say it. No.
Yeah.
He really felt that.
I get your point. Now I have a personal question. Do you fear death?
Yes. No, I don't.
Yes.
I can't.
Yes, please say yes.
Okay, I'll say
Make
yes.
Make it believable okay, and say yes.
Yes, I'm afraid of dying before I've accomplished what I need to accomplish here.
Yes, that is very true. So death is sort of future.
Ah.
Yeah. Is it or isn't it?
Death is the future. Yeah. Okay. It's in the future. Yeah.
Yes. Because
it's an inevitable
I guess
part.
The most important part of the future that we're scared of is death.
Nah.
What is it then?
I'm not scared of death as much as I'm scared of, I don't know, the zuhur or the zuhur not happening or happening. Qiyamah is scarier than death.
Am I alive till then?
Yeah, am I going to live to see the zuhur? Am I just going to be... You know what's scarier than death? Old age.
That freaks me out. Is it really?
Old age really scares me, yeah.
If you get into an old age and you still have that awareness and you could still accomplish things with your brain, it's not as scary.
White hair, your teeth start falling out. Okay, even if you don't get Alzheimer's or you start forgetting things, you're going to get cranky because you're bloated and gassy all the time.
Wow.
You start losing control of your
bowels. No, you just
bowels.
Make it look very bad.
You're going to get
bad.
Sleepier, but your sleep time is going to decrease. Your children will start disrespecting you. They'll get married and go off into their little dunya.
Okay.
Come on, it
I believe
really
that
scary.
It
and
is
the list
scary,
goes on.
Yes.
Do you want me to continue? It's horrible.
No. No, already you made your point.
They're having children of their own, so now you're a grandparent, but nobody's really respecting you. And you just, you have to go and you're like torn between sitting on the floor and sitting on a chair. Nobody brings you a chair because...
Okay, please
if they do bring you a chair.
We won't get into that age.
Okay, so when it comes to the future, I think the thing I'm most afraid of is old age.
Old age.
Which is really pathetic. I shouldn't be that scared of it.
Well, hope for a beautiful old age.
Inshallah.
In which you maintain a bit of your youth with yourself.
Because
you've had
healthily.
A lot of youth station.
Youth station won't want me anymore.
No, of course we would have you. We would use your experience in a year. Let's go for a little break and then we'll be back. Thank you for listening to us and giving your ears and attention. Speaking of future, and yes, it is scary, but we have to have this optimistic look because in our heritage, we've been promised that there would be a day in which future is going to look all peachy and cheery. So how to make future look nice in order not to be scared of it? Is it any way to be optimistic about the future?
Okay, so having hope for the future is a huge part of Islam. And that's what the zuhur is really all about. Remember, we call it the faraj.
Yeah, the green future.
Huh?
The green future we believe in. We believe that we have had a red history, a red old age.
Subhanallah.
We would have a green future in which the tree that has been watered with that blood is going to be flourished. And it would blossom and it is very nice.
It is very nice, actually.
Yeah.
And it's very beautiful. It's unbelievably beautiful, the utopian world that Allah is going to bring about through the hands of Imam Mahdi.
That is very true.
I'll give you an example. So in today's world, if you go to Mecca, right? You're about to buy something from a merchant. The adhan starts, right?
Yeah.
He will say, la, 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 and he'll kind of shake your hand away. You'll have to put your thing back into your pocket.
It's time for
and
praying.
Wait until praying. And that's really nice.
Very.
It's a good thing, right?
And it's a very nice thing because everybody who comes from there says the same story about them. It's very nice. It means that all of them are practicing that.
To an extent, because they even grab Hindus and force them to pray.
Uh-huh,
you know, it's not as straightforward as that. The Saudi regime and the Wahhabis who are there, they're very strange and stringent to an extent that it doesn't really make sense. Okay, that's what happens now.
Yeah.
After the Dhuhr, for example, the Adhan will happen and the shopkeeper will say, instead of shaking away the hand, he'll say, just take it for free. I don't care. It's Namaz time. I'm going to my Lord.
Yeah.
But when he turns around to see the customer won't even be there anymore. He'd have gone to Namaz already.
That is very nice. You know? Well, should we be overthinking about that future or not?
Yeah. Imam Khamenei says that the leader of the Islamic Revolution says that, you know, this era of waiting is going to come to an end. And to have that hope for the ideal future is really important, especially for youths, by the way. Imam Khamenei says that, look, you need to have that idealistic view that youths usually have of the future is good. You need to maintain it. When you get older, the practicalities of the dunya start weighing you down and you start to think in a very quote-unquote practical way, you lose so much of your iman in that bright future and you can't afford to lose
it. So we have to think too much in order to maintain the good things in ourselves.
If you see a flaw in society, as a youth, you have the courage and spirit to say, this is wrong. I want to stand against this.
Mm-hmm.
Older people are like, the dunya's always been like this. It's always going to be like this. Who cares?
Yeah.
That's not the spirit that is going to bring about the change that Imam Zaman is looking for.
Yeah, that is very nice. So we were speaking of future. And yes, it is scary. But we have to have this optimistic look because in our heritage, we have been promised that there would be a day in which future is going to look all peachy and cheery. But of course, we have to be working for that future. It does not happen through just waiting for it and just saying that. We have to practically work and develop such strength and purity in ourselves in order to see that day. So thank you for listening. And thank you, brother, for sharing all those nice things with us. And thank you so very much, dear listeners, sisters and brothers, the loyal audience of IRB English Radio, for lending us your time and attention. If you've missed any episode or you wish to stay tuned to the latest topics and discussions, you can visit parstoday.com. With a click on A Call of Islam, all your favorite programs will pop up and you could find a boundless archive of any topics of your interest. Also, if you have any suggestions or ideas, you could send your emails at englishradio@irib.ir.
God bless you, sister.
And
dear listeners, we
hope
that you enjoyed and benefited from the show. From myself and from Sister Asma, we bid you assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
I have what I have. My love is strong. Because of you, in weakness I am braver. My defender and my savior. My giver and my taker. Abiding in silence with patience and guidance. When I need you, the light, when I seek you, justice, forgiveness, the strength in my weakness, and my love is strong.